Good morning.
Yes, I'm back. 7:40 a.m. on Wednesday. Is it Wednesday the 23rd? Must be. No. 7:40 a.m. Wednesday, August 23rd, 2017. Official Greeley temperature is 54 degrees. I could be. 58 in my backyard. 56 in my backyard. So I'm walking along pretty quickly this morning because my legs are rested. I feel good today. I ran out of everything yesterday, starting with time. My schedule got out of control by 7:45. I was not walking at 7 o'clock like I should have been. So that was a problem. And it just cascaded from there. So dog days of podcasting, I'm sorry, I apologize. There's 20 minutes you've got to spend with somebody else yesterday. I'm calling it a day of leg rest because, yeah. Last few days I have been complaining about what my legs feel like. And the answer is much better today. I've been hiking along pretty strong this morning to get to the point where I've taken a few minutes off the total. I should be back before 8 o'clock. When I left the house, it looked like it was going to be 8:05. So yeah, I'm doing well, doing well. The rest helped. The cold helped, because if I slow down too much, I cool off too fast and it gets a little chilly. I'm just wearing a polo shirt, my blue jeans, my big boots. For those who worked with me earlier in the summer, I traded for my fourth pair of boots. So I was getting about 750 miles out of each boots, each pair. The last two pairs did not last as well. They didn't hold up very well at all. So I'm hoping that the St. Elias is here will do a little better. And I can always go take them back to Red Wing and get them resold. Perhaps by next summer they'll need it. I don't know. I have not missed that many days. I think the last day I missed was July 17th. So I went for more than a month every day. And that's, I think I went for 6 weeks before that. So my average over 2011, 2017, my average over 6 years is about 60%. I have to recalculate. Because lately, this year in particular, I have been doing much better. The diabetes diagnosis was one of those wake-up calls, I think, for me. Kick in the pants. So I don't really get to not walk. If not because of my mental state, then at least because of my physical state. I need to burn up the glucose. Or it rises and gets out of control. So I took yesterday off completely. I didn't walk in the morning. I didn't walk in the afternoon, the evening. I did do my push-ups. I did do my weights. But I didn't do the walks. My legs feel much better, I've got to say. The statement of the old training saw chestnut pain is your body's way. Weakness leaving the body. Yeah, maybe. But there comes a point where you need to give it a little bit of a rest. All of the training manuals that all training instructions that I have read said you have to rest the muscles between episodes. Now I'm not doing like push-ups to failure. I'm not doing weights to failure. I'm not doing excessive numbers of reps per exercise. Ten side, 10 front, 10 curls. I'm up to 25 push-ups. Those last four are a bit of a bitch, but one of the things that I have to train myself to do is breathe. I can hold my breath for the first 10. After that, it gets a lot harder. And if I started to breathe right away, if I use my meditation training to focus on the breathing, probably could do more push-ups. I need to do more, like crunch kicks or something, to strengthen these abs a little bit more. They're coming along, I gotta say. When I was able to do 5 when I started, that was about, I don't know, 2 months ago, 3 months ago. I could do 5 push-ups, 5 good, solid, straight back push-ups. Good form. 5. So I'm up to 25. So whatever I'm doing, it's working. It's working slowly, but it's working. And I'll take working slowly over working painfully. I've slowed down. My shins are not talking to me anymore. I still have one spot in my right thigh saying, hello? Remember me? I was here the other day. Yes, you were. So yesterday's, in addition to everything else that went crazy yesterday, we had power failure for about, I don't know, hour and a half, 2 hours. Right in the middle of the morning. Clear sky, no wind, no weather, no nothing, just dead. All of a sudden, everything in the hospital. It's not, we don't hear it. We're so acclimated to the sound. We don't hear it anymore until it stops. So the furnace blower, particularly this time of year, but really any time of year, the furnace blower is always on. So whether there's a burner behind it or the air conditioner behind it, the blower is always going. And we did that on purpose to keep the air circulating from the basement to the upper floor. In the summer, the cold air pools in the basement. In the winter, of course, it's colder upstairs because there's so much insulation from the dirt around the basement. Here we are, coming up on the monk post. Say it with me. Monk post. What am I doing? Ten minutes. I've got a little more than 9 minutes of recording. I've got 10 minutes before I need to be back at the house to wake the kid to get her ready for a therapy appointment. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. The day is off to an excellent start. So yeah, mostly cloudy, some mackerel sky. It's kind of glowing between the edges. That's mostly covering up all the blue sky. But I know it's up there. It's like my meditation. I know there is a calm mind there. This latest module has been mostly about self-doubt, and it's like, really? Maybe I'm just egocentric. Maybe I'm just a bit of a megalomaniac or something, because self-doubt is not one of the things I struggle with. Imposter syndrome, maybe in the beginning, but not anymore. And it's like, I'm definitely a writer. I'm definitely who I am. I'm getting more and more behind who I am, more accepting of, no, I don't do everything very well. I don't do everything terrifically. There's some things I do pretty well. But there's not anybody who does everything perfectly. So, sort of a question of how much do I want to do? I really want to travel, but I'm kind of nailed down here for the time being. I'm practicing my meditation. I'm walking along, I'm paying attention to the environment. I'm not pogging, I'm sorry about that. Add that to Paulette's Best of Nathan's Boots take up reel. Yeah, I think in spite of the dog days of summer, dog days of podcasting failure yesterday, I think listening to my body was a better choice. My legs are tired, but they don't hurt. And I've been moving right along quite sharply. Feels good to be moving. Air is cool, very cool on my skin. I thought this though, I'm not smelling anything interesting this morning. I didn't, nobody's doing laundry yet there. Not smelling any cut grass. The other day I was walking past, I'm walking past the side of the park here. The other day it smelled a little like fall, that sort of almost musty smell. The smell of dried leaves. Before they've started to break down and mold, but you know, just a pile of dry, dusty leaves. Oh, look, my spiny poppy is up, blossoming beautifully. Getting in some last seed growth before the end of the season. I just say, oh, look. Yeah, that doesn't work very well in audio, does it? I'm sorry. And the school bus. Because school, good morning. Dog passed over on the Rainbow Bridge. Here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.